I have a pair of Nike running shoes. I don't do any running to speak of, but I do use them for walking shoes. They're very comfortable, very good shoes. I'm not advertising for that brand of shoes, but just to call attention to the name Nike. It is the name of the Greek goddess of victory, Nike. What looks like a V mark or V for victory or a check mark, some people say, is a stylized Greek letter nu, which is the first of Nike. It means victory. It is a Bible word, not after some silly Greek goddess, but it is a word that means victory. And when we see in Revelation that Jesus says to those that are overcome, he will do certain things to those who are victorious. And he uses this word Nike, a form of this word, to be victorious. I'd like you to listen while I read what he said to each of these churches in chapter 2 and chapter 3 about the one who overcomes. To Ephesus, he said, "To him who overcomes, to him who is victorious, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." To Smyrna, he says, "He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death." To Pergamum, "To him who overcomes, to him will I give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it." To Thyatira, "He who overcomes, and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him will I give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of the potter are broken to pieces, as I have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star." To the church at Sardis, he says, "He who overcomes is victorious, will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." To Philadelphia, he says, "He who is victorious, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore, and I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, in my new name." To Laodicea, he says, "He who is victorious, he who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." You see, Christ intends for us to be victorious. To be victorious over sin. To be victorious over the opposition. To be victorious over persecution. To be victorious over all the things that oppose the Spirit of God within our lives. And he has given us the Holy Spirit that we may accomplish this. He wants us to be victorious. And we can be victorious. We don't have to live defeated. We don't have to live in fear of people who want to squelch our faith, who want to destroy what Christ has done in us. We can be victorious in Jesus' name. We will be victorious in his name by the power of the Holy Spirit within us. And all these promises that Jesus gave to those who overcome, both to man and woman, to young and old, to everyone of every race and age on this earth, he gives the promises of eternal life and of sitting with him on his throne and of eating from the tree of life and all those that he gave to them, to those who are victorious. We are the victors in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you are the victor in my life. Jesus, you are victorious in me. And may I live as a victorious person because you have overcome the evil in my life, Lord. You have forgiven me. You have given me a new life. You've given me strength and courage. And I know that I will overcome in your name because you are the victor in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.